Calgary Flames signing to his entry-level contract, Oliver Shillington, today. And Oliver, good enough to join us. Oliver, how does it feel to have a deal signed and know you're officially part of the Flames organization?
Hi, guys. Yeah, it feels amazing. I'm so happy and thrilled right now. Just happy and enjoying it right now.
Are you surprised that this got done so quickly? Traditionally, this is, you know, around the period where first-round picks get signed, but here you are, a second-round pick, and you're all taken care of almost 2 weeks after being drafted.
I don't know how it went. Like, I went to the development camp. I think I did pretty good there, and after that, it went pretty fast. I heard some rumors after the development camp that Calgary was interested in and stuff like that. So, after that, it went pretty quick. And, right now I'm in Spain with Johnny Oduya and working out with him. And I got a call yesterday night that they wanted to sign me. And, today I signed it with Johnny. So, it was a good day.
Well, that is quick and coincidental. So you're signing a deal, and Johnny Oduya is signing a deal because he's with Dallas. You guys must have been busy there in Spain in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, actually. We signed it together, so I was his witness and he was mine. So, we did it before our workout this morning. So, it was an amazing day, and, we're spending it now together and just having a good time.
So Spain's a little different for a hockey player. Where are you in Spain, and is this something you've done in the past, working out and training there?
No, this is my first time. I'm usually working out with Johnny back home in Sweden, but he recently bought a house here in Spain. So I think this is his second year living here in this house. So, he has a big house here, and it's nice to hang out here. It's hot as hell, and they have good facilities to work out here. And it's a good place to be in the summer. So, I enjoy it here.
Beach location? Are you back up in the hills? I mean, what's it like?
No, we're close to the beach. It's like, it's very close. It's too close. So it's, we have good facilities here. And it's close to everything.
With Oliver Shillington, who signed his entry-level contract with the Calgary Flames, when you were drafted and you spoke to the media for the first time, you brought up Johnny Oduya's name, and it was kind of interesting for all of us because, of course, we knew who he is, and we were getting to know you. I don't think you've ever told the story, or maybe you have, but how did you ever cross paths with Johnny Oduya? How did you two meet up?
It's from my dad. My dad and Johnny knew each other a bit when I was young, and I think he like introduced me to him when I was, I think, 8 or 9, and since then he's been pretty close to me, and we talked through the phone when he played in Jersey there the first year, and we kept in touch, and when I get older he helped me with training and showing the lifestyle that an NHL player lives and stuff like that. So I think he's a good mentor to me and like a big brother. So it's nice to have an NHL around me and helping me in a different way. So I'm glad to have that.
I could ask you what the biggest piece of advice he's given you, but I'm sure he's given you a lot. Is there one area, though, in particular, Oliver, that Johnny's really played a role for you? Is there one area in maybe the working, you know, the physical workouts, or what's he really impressed upon you about getting to the next level?
I think the details, maybe, like, it's so, you need to have the details, I think, to play in the National Hockey League. I think they have a bunch of good players, but the best player has the best details, and you need to work on those details that you're not so good at. So just work hard and try to be as dedicated as possible, and just have that mentality.
With Oliver Shillington, who the Flames signed today to his entry-level contract, I know that when you were here in Calgary, I'm sure it was a whirlwind, and you probably didn't pay a lot of attention to the media, but you certainly left an impression on everybody with your skating. Where did that come from? Why the success? Why are you such a good skater at 18?
I did some like skills training when I was young. I stopped skating when I was like starting. So we found a team in Stockholm that had a good good skill trainer in that team. So every day when we had practice, we did 30 minute skating of 1 hour practice. So we did a lot of skills training and technique during the skating, and from that I have been working on with that. And then for my speed, I have been working with track and field during the summer. So try to be consistent with that, and that have been helping me during my skating on the ice and my quickness. So just hard work and same thing every summer.
That can be a little hard for a young guy too, right? Because when you're really working on skating, there's not a lot of pucks, there's not a lot of games. It's about technique and it's about putting in the time. I mean, that had to be challenging at times to kind of stay interested in that part, isn't it?
I think it was a bit fun. I enjoyed it. It was fun. We had some different, I don't remember the drills right now, but we had some different drills then. So it was fun, like doing some stuff with inside, outside edge and stuff like that. So I enjoyed it, I think. But sometimes we added the puck with too, so we can get the skills with the hands and stuff like that. But I think every guy in our team enjoyed it, and the whole team became good at skating. So we won like every championship we played. So I think that year was a good year for me. I was young. I think I was like only 10 or 11, but that helped me to start something. And right now I'm just working on it and try to improve it every summer. And and have been doing that. So just try to be consistent.
One last one on your skating, and I promise we'll move on. But are you picky about your skates? Are you a guy that spends a lot of time working on your skates? Are you just a guy that throws them on and goes?
No, I don't want to say I'm picky like that, but I'm very picky at my blades. They need to be perfect every time on the ice. Very picky. So that I'm picky on, but not like the skates or the sock or things, stuff like that. But the blade need to be perfect.
With Oliver Shillington, he signed his entry-level contract with the Calgary Flames today. You were in Calgary for the camp. Your thoughts, what did you get out of it? Was it, did you get more on the ice or more from the off the ice or more just seeing the city? What was the big takeaway from you and your time in Calgary?
I think I got both. I think Calgary's a great city. Good fans, good people around the city. I got to see a bunch of stuff. Stampede, never been to that before, so that was a bit new for me and fun. But and of course, just to meet the staff and meet the equipment guys and all the players and see the facilities and stuff like that. So I think it was a good time. And of course, to be on the ice again. I haven't been on the ice for 2 months before that camp. So it was a good time to be on the ice again. And train and feel the puck and do the things you like. So I think it was a good camp and a good start.
Oliver, do you know where you're playing yet this fall? I mean, I know you have a contract in Sweden, but there's some talk of you coming to North America. Have you made that decision yet?
The only decision I made now is to try to make the NHL team and come to the main camp and work as hard as I can and see how it goes after that. Then it's up to Calgary. I'm just going to do what I can and then we'll see.
Well, that's news then. So you are coming to main camp. You'll be here for the prospect tournament. You'll be here in early September.
I will.
Well, last one for you. So you're in Spain working out with Johnny Oduya. What's the rest of your summer? Because believe it or not, it's like 6 weeks away till that tournament opens up. What do you do next?
I'm here till Tuesday. Monday. I'm here till Monday. So I'm heading back home, working out with my trainer. Johnny and I have same trainer. So he's in Sweden. So we're I'm going to catch up with him, work out with him, and work out with my father and do some track and field with him. And, yeah, maybe go on the ice sometimes. And, yeah, just do the regular schedule that I'm used to do. So, yeah, that's my schedule right now, and spend some time in Stockholm.
I can't imagine what your last two or three weeks has been like. Florida and then Calgary and now Spain. You're probably looking forward to just a couple of days to rest and unwind and let it all sink in. It must be a little bit of a whirlwind for you.
Yeah, it's been a lot. I was at the draft there in Florida. Then I went to LA after the draft with my family, and then from LA I went to Calgary, and then I was home for 1.5 days, and then I went to Spain. So I think it's going to be nice to sink in everything and just relax a bit back home when I'm coming. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Hey, well, life's good, man. Life is good. Congratulations on the new deal. Look forward to seeing you here in September. Thanks for doing this today, Oliver.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.